Blog Talk Radio.
Forecaster Rob Lightbaum joining us in the Crown Weather Service Forecast Center. Robert, tell us what's happening in the tropics. Let's try this again.
Excuse me?
All right, now we have Robert. What's happening in the tropics, Robert?
Well, right now I am watching a tropical wave that's labeled Invest 92L. Right now it is located right over the Virgin Islands. All indications are that it will develop into probably first a tropical depression and then a tropical storm, either later tonight or tomorrow, and then a tropical storm from there, probably towards Saturday. From there, all indications are that it should start continue to intensify, probably right up to hurricane strength, probably late this weekend into early next week. Right now, there's a couple of possible paths it could take. One would be either right through the center of Florida or into the eastern Gulf of Mexico, or another idea would be to storm to track more towards the northwestern Bahamas and then just offshore of the eastern coast of Florida and then up towards the Carolina coastline towards later next week. Really, at this point, it's a little bit too early to say exactly what track it'll take, but all indications are that it could be a fairly formidable hurricane next week, and definitely something to watch out for.
Now, Rob, local media here in North Carolina is talking that this has the has similarity to Fran and to Floyd. What are your thoughts on that?
I can see the Floyd analog, especially where it has it slowing. Some of the models have it slowing way down as it gets just east of northeast Florida and then up towards the Carolinas. Fran, not so much. Fran took a lot different of a path, and it was coming in a lot quicker, but more something closer to a Floyd-type track. Not quite ready to bite on the intensity of Floyd, but maybe more of a track like Floyd, especially where Floyd was pretty close to Cat 5 strength. Definitely at this point, I'm not ready to bite on anything that strong, but it has the potential to be a fairly formidable hurricane, fairly strong.
Now, what are the chances that the East Coast could be off the hook, that it could recurve out to sea, get torn up by the mountains in eastern Cuba?
Both scenarios are also possible. Another idea would be for it to be drawn into Haiti and the Dominican Republic, a lot like Debbie was back in 2000, if I remember right. That was, at one point, Debbie back then was forecast to be a hurricane going into South Florida, and it ended up tracking inland over the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and actually just dissipating, becoming nothing. As for the out-to-sea track, that's also a possibility. Especially with something that's just offshore of the East Coast, you could still see a trough come down, especially the way the summer's been, with frequent troughs coming down, sitting over the eastern United States. That could easily, another trough can easily sweep down and just pick it up and sweep it out to sea before it tracks inland. But I think even if that happens, it could still get close enough to make for some very nervous times along the southeast coast next week.
What are your thoughts that it just never develops? That, or that it's been sitting out there for a long time as an invest, that it was not declared a tropical depression today when the hurricane hunters went in?
Pretty much all the guys I've seen over the last couple of days have all been pretty much pointing at this isn't really going to develop until later tomorrow into Saturday, and especially on Sunday. So even today, it wasn't really supposed to develop. Today was kind of the day it was going to start getting its act together, but not really start developing. So it really didn't really surprise me that it wasn't declared a depression today, but I almost expect more to be declared a depression tomorrow, probably later tomorrow, maybe with like the 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. advisory, right around that time, maybe declared a depression tomorrow, and then probably slow strengthening later tomorrow into Saturday, maybe more quicker intensification development later this weekend into next week as it gets into a more favorable environment where high pressure built just to its north basically provides what's called good amount of outflow for the system, or good ventilation. Basically, a hurricane requires ventilation for it to strengthen. All that air being drawn into the hurricane needs a place to escape for more air to be drawn in for it to spin faster and faster. Thus, why you'll see with good, with strong hurricanes, you see the fanning of the clouds around the hurricane. It means it has good outflow and good a good mechanism of that heat to escape out of that air to escape from the hurricane.
At this point, would you advise anyone to cancel vacations in the southeast or just kind of keep an eye on it and see what happens?
Yeah, pretty much keep an eye on it at this point. Don't go ahead and cancel anything. Just watch your local media or visit my site or any of the other number of internet sites or news sites out there on the internet. If you're not near a computer, obviously, watch the local media, weather channel, or whatnot. Just keep an eye on it. Maybe when you first get up in the morning and when you retire for the evening, just check in with the local media and keep an eye on it. And probably that's my best advice at this point.
And Rob, we have 2 minutes left. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience?
Obviously, at this point, the Invest92L is definitely not going to be the last for this hurricane season. If anything, this is pretty much probably going to be the first shot for a very busy 3 or 4 weeks here coming up. Some of the long-range guidance I'm looking at pointing at two more threats later on coming down the line the next couple weeks. So if this system ends up not coming inland anywhere on the southeast coast or just coming in over Haiti and fizzling out, don't let your guard down, because I think it's just the warning shot, first shot on what could be a pretty busy 3 or 4 weeks coming up. All indications are this is going to be a pretty busy hurricane season with above normal risk for the southeast coast this year. I think it looks like all the parameters, upper air patterns, and all that are pointing towards a year where the southeast coast is going to be under the gun potentially for any incoming systems. It doesn't mean the Gulf of Mexico isn't going to be off the hook. I think even folks in the Gulf and even further north into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast should also keep an eye on for any systems that are out there. I know here in the Northeast, I know a lot of people don't really talk much about the Northeast when it comes to hurricane threats. This year it's been abnormally wet up here in the Northeast. It's just been crazy, crazy weather up here this year. And one of the couple of the analog years for very wet years up here in the Northeast are 1954, 1955, where in those years left the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states wide open for hurricane threats. And basically it comes down to really warm waters off the Northeast coast just allowing for a tropical inflow of moist air to come into the Northeast all year and just giving us a abnormally wet year. And that same mechanism may end up opening us up here for a potential hurricane threat later this hurricane season. So pretty much anybody from Maine to Florida, west to Texas, should just keep a watch out. Obviously, don't panic. Just keep a watch out. Keep tuned to your local media, internet sites, or whatever. And just have a plan in the back of your mind and on what you might do if hurricane watches or warnings go up for your area.
All right, you can get more information from Rob Lightbound, XPN's Crown Weather Services forecaster at crownweather.com. I'm Jill Brenneman, this is XXPN, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill.
Won't you come for a ride? I wanna get to know ya. Move a little bit slower now. Turn on and show me. Don't hesitate with the date, baby. I think I'm gonna need some sympathy. There's no one here that could have the patience on my soul.
Patrick.
Machine. The military machine.